Vern. Vern, where you been? Where you been? Are you sure you're back? Are you sure you're back? Are you sure?
I've been bad. Yo, I've been out on Tuesday. You know what I'm saying?
But yo, we're back. We are back. We're back together, but we're back. We're back somehow. We're back. Our voices are back.
Back once again.
Got the chewing.
Once
back,
again.
Back. Once again.
No long time. We have too much to talk about. We've been talking. Oh my, Vern, where you been? I need to get all this ball talk off my chest. Too much things happen. Raptors explode. Oh man! Now I don't even have a Raptors jersey of a Raptors player because I don't have Scottie Barnes' jersey.
Yeah, all the players that you have is gone.
Gone. Everybody gone. Coach is gone.
We have to start getting the new one.
Oh my goodness!
We have to start getting the new jersey of the new players. You know what I mean? It's a new generation.
Who knows? The rest of them might be gone too.
Hey, I say the next to go is going to be Boucher. But yeah, let's get into it, man. A lot has been going on around the league.
Been too
long. Let's start with the Raptors.
Let's talk about the Raptors.
We got to keep this because this could go too long. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
The last time we touched base on the Raptors, Siakam was still on the team. OG was still on the team.
Mr. Malachi Flynn. Precious Achiuwa.
Precious Achiuwa was still on the team. Draymond didn't get suspended, but now Draymond's back.
There's so much.
Yo.
But anyways, the Raptors. We all saw it. It's like, what are they gonna do? Are they gonna keep on playing that core team so much money to just be mediocre and just make the playoffs and get beat down first round if they get in? That's not what we're looking for.
Listen, Masai made it in the Raptors organization. They made the right move, right? Because in the beginning of the season, right? Yeah, you didn't get nothing for Fred, but you want to see what the core has and see what they're dealing with. You give them what? They gave them what? Like 30-something games, 40-something games before the trade? Or 30-something games before the first trade?
They gave them all last season, too.
We weren't looking back at it, right?
He didn't make much changes since last season. He made the Pirtle change at the end, and that didn't really seem like it did any push to get them anywhere.
But what I was listening after, like, Masai, you know what I mean, did the press conference after the Pascal trade, and, you know, he was emotional. What he said was, you know, that the team last year, you know, when you're investing in a squad so much that you don't want to believe what people are saying, you don't want to believe the writing on the wall because you think, nah, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. Because he had so much belief in them. It was what? Fred, Pascal, OG. Like he said he had so much like confidence in them that he just let it ride, yo.
Sometimes you got to be cutthroat like Danny Ainge.
Yeah.
It's hard to do that with a team that you brought up from like nothing, like pretty much.
That's
Pascal
true.
Siakam going to
a
camp that he wasn't even supposed to be at.
And then you draft him.
You as a GM, you have to make these decisions with no emotion, which is very hard because emotions, especially with people and how long you've been around them. Oh, man, it's really hard.
Exactly. And especially like with the Raptors, right? Because no one will come to the Raptors. So all those players, they draft late and develop. So I feel the attachment that he had. But, you know, I mean, you're right. Sometimes you just got to be cutthroat. And that's why I like what he's doing.
It's hard.
I like what he's doing. It's hard.
He took a little too long, but... At least we see we're moving in a new direction, but
I like the direction though. They're not saying we're gonna tear it down fully to the studs and get picks. I like how they moved the OG for RJ and Quickly and a second round pick. That means RJ is 23, Quickly is around the same age, so they're on the same trajectory as Scotty, right? Scotty's 22. Yeah, you get a talent like that. And you don't have, and it's, oh, God.
But bottom line, when you look at all of the trades they've done, it's not like they got better, but they have more options. They're not as expensive. They have some younger talent. Now they have more picks. But it's like they're not playing better. They're playing almost the same.
Yeah. Again, but now you have, top end young talent that's getting that play. Because Quickly was coming off the bench. Averaging 15. Now he's a starter. You're looking like, okay.
Quickly is going to be the best pickup out of everything they've got.
Right.
RJ's just a bonus.
But RJ gives you what we don't have in a long time. We've been missing a DeRozan type for a long time. We've
not even DeRozan. A lot of free he throws. Reminds me more of Norm Powell, the attacker.
Yeah. The reason why I say DeRozan, because he gets to the line so much. He's like, because he's downhill all the time getting to the line.
But he
right?
doesn't have the mid-game jump shot. His shot is... the drive
and
is
the Raptors were missing that downhill guy. Yes, yeah. Forget it. I'm taking and go to the hole. I'm not setting for no jump shot. I'm putting my head down and go to the hole.
But there's going to be a point where he's going to need to learn to use
yes,
that jump shot.
Because yes,
especially when
for
you get
sure.
to the playoffs and things slow down, you got to be able to hit the open shot. Otherwise, exactly. you're going to need a one-man open that's always taking the open shots and hitting bricks.
But I think what's the difference is with him, right? He was saying in the New York offense wasn't conducive to his skill set because he just wanted to stay in the corner and shoot. OG, it more fits for OG, but with RJ, with the open up, with the openness
OG,
of the Raptors.
He could take more. He could drive
exactly.
more. Because the thing is, I think the problem in New York when they had Julius Randle takes up that space. And again, he's not a great shooter also. So you need you guys can't work well together. At least Scotty Barnes, when you could actually play Scotty sometimes at the five. And if Scotty has that vision, he could move. He could come out and shoot a three. So it makes an issue for the
makes
defense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Makes a lot. But I also see the difference in RJ, right? Like, he's averaging more than he's averaging in New York. And you could see that, you know, the space and the way he moves. It's just a better fit for him.
Oh, because he has the ball more. He has the goal.
Yeah. And
in New York,
he's not just RJ going to corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, RJ going to corner and shoot. You know what I'm saying? So it's pretty good.
Well, it's sad
I've been
to see,
pleasantly surprised.
It's the end of an era of the Raptors.
It is.
It's like, come
it's
on.
Like, it's like
you want to grow or you want to continue?
It's a Thanos snap, right?
And everybody
all
disappeared.
All the 2019 people are disappearing. The only one that's there is...
5 years.
Boucher is the only one that's still there, you know? So
yeah, but...
Yeah, man, it's bittersweet.
We'll see. But
I was going to say the one that I really like, really, really impact, man, is Pascal. You know what I mean? Because Pascal is like the baby, yo. That man came here, like 26th pick, G League, B League. So, you know?
Yeah.
He's like
but
a Toronto.
It's the same thing
man.
Like Van Vliet, though, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Van Vliet is like, nah, I see what's going on. I'm going to get my money.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my money over here.
Yeah. But, you know what I mean? I love the direction that they're going in. And what I like what they got back from the Pascal trade. Now, what do you think? Should they keep your bridging Bruce Brown, or should they trade him?
If they want to win,
yo, I like
if they
him.
They want to win.
I
they
like
need to
him.
Keep him. If they're thinking about teardown, they trade him.
I like him.
But
he's
a winner. Bruce Brown's a winner.
Yeah, I like him, man. I like him. If we could keep him, that would be good. But I've seen all these teams want him. So, hey, if all these teams are going to want him, besides, just go get some number one pick for him, a first round pick, bro.
I don't know about that. Unless it's like a possible top three pick, but then I think you should keep him.
Nah. He's going to a playoff contender. We're not going to get a top three
pick. But they might have some bags like OKC.
OKC.
They may have
some
dirt
I would
picks,
do
certain
with
picks,
OKC.
But honestly, if you really want to build and not tank, you would keep Bruce Bowen. You would keep him.
Yeah.
Because he's
The way I see it right now is the Raptors are going to suck for the next 2 years, which is better than sucking for the next 5-10 years. All right. And if he wants to stay, then we'll keep him and build. And, you know what I mean? Because he's a nice guy off the bench. Him and the bench works even better now, huh? Because him and Trent coming off the bench.
A shooter coming off the bench. It is a better
bench. Shooter coming off the bench.
Yeah, but the thing is, I keep on saying, okay, no matter what, they're still not winning. They're not making
still not winning. No, I know.
It's like we're halfway through the season. It's like, it's sad. Like
at this point, it's like, you know, my Raptors.
It's like, why should I
am
watching the Raptors just to get box up?
It's out the window. You know? We still got to do it. It's home team. It's home team.
By fourth quarter, I can't watch no more. Actually, fourth quarter I could watch because they do make a little run to come in into this.
Yeah. It's home team, man. So, you know, it's home team. So we got to keep watching.
Anyways, enough for the Raptors.
But it's going to get better. They're going to get better. But, you know what I mean? That's enough for the Raptors.
There's more room to go up than to go down.
Exactly. And as long as we keep stockpiling picks, and you never know what you might get out there, man. So, Raptors.
Stockpiling picks. Yeah, right. Come on.
Yeah. Compile the picks like OKC, and hopefully you get you like OKC. But yeah, man, that's a wrap on the Raptors.
It's a wrap on the Raptors. That's exactly what I was looking for.
That's a wrap on the Raptors. Now let's take you around the league.
Let's go around the league. What do you want to talk about first?
It is so much.
I think we have to talk about Draymond.
I want to touch base on Draymond. Draymond, top of the man's face. Yo, listen, man. What do you think about this? I think Draymond is doing these antics so he can get traded. And hear me out, right? The only team that would give him the $100 million was Golden State. So he's like, you know what? If I go to LA, I'm not going to get that money. If I go to any other free agency, I'm not going to get that money. So he signs the $100 million. So he got his money secured. So he's like, yo, I'm just going to act a fool and this guy's going to trade me. Because since he got the loot, he pumped on once, man. He's been doing all type of craziness. Right? I'm like, yo, Draymond, the writing's on the wall. You don't want to be there anymore. So you went and got your bag. So if you now you get traded, you're still going to have 3 years left on your contract. Yeah.
That is interesting. You know, you're right. That's a very good point because last year, before his contract signed, he wouldn't have done none of this. If it was last year before his contract was signed, he's not choking, no, man.
He's not boxing no man in the face.
You're not doing all this trippiness because you're trying to get your money. So now once he got his money, and he knows it's probably going to be his last big, big contract, he's like, exactly. I'm good. I'm going to do what I want. But, yo, Draymond's a fool. Draymond, then you're going to talk about, oh, I want to retire.
Yo, I saw that. I was like, this guy's talking foolishness, bro.
I was like, B, you're the one that boxed him in the face. You're talking about you can't take the stress about what? Come on now, Draymond.
You punch pool in the face for no reason, your teammate. You step on next man's chest. You kick man's in the balls. You think man forget all 2015 when you licked LeBron in the balls and got suspended? Come on, bro.
But Vern, I'm only talking about what happened this year alone. I don't even want to go back in. Like, imagine we didn't forget about all that stuff that happened then. Forget all that stuff that happened there. Guy, you choke a man in a game. Come on now, Draymond. And you get suspended 5 games. And then the next thing, you come and fling your hand and box somebody in the... come on, Draymond.
Give a man a karate chop across his neck and try to pretend like it's not an open hand punch.
Oh, I didn't know he was... I don't know. There's no excuse for that. We all play ball.
Listen, the man is there.
If you're going to swim, you swim like this. Swing his hand across... You know the man's head there.
No, the man said, that's how I draw fouls, by frailing my hand. Frailing your hand.
But you frail your hand like this.
And turn around. You turn around a boxing man's face.
No, you turn. Yeah, frailing he basically turned the man. Yeah, you turn him and the man in his face.
The man's face. Like, come on, G. Come on, my G. That can't fly.
And then you're going to talk about, people are talking about me, and I can't take the pressure, and I'm going to retire.
And the one about KD. KD really disappointed me.
Adam Silver said, I think that's a good idea. Take your money and go sit down.
Come on, you're a fool.
I'm telling you, that's even looking now. They had the roster for the USA, and they said specifically, he's not on it because of the stuff he's doing this year. Now you have to go sit down and learn.
Do you think I'm going to relax on myself? I'm going to send him to Europe after he's been boxing up all these European
And with
guys.
A team, a tight team, and wants to nod, Draymond. Draymond, you're going to, I know you're a veteran.
Yeah, I know you're a veteran and you like all those men in your squad and stuff, but nah. That's a privilege. That's a reward that you earned. Yeah, you haven't earned that. Haven't earned you the right this year to play on Team USA.
No, nah, not at all.
Yeah, you haven't earned the right. So I'll leave you off too, buddy. I'll leave you off too. But enough about Draymond.
Our boy Scotty Barnes is on there. But I think everybody around the league sees the talent in Barnes.
Yeah.
Barnes just needs to get tighter around the. All he really needs is to get tighter around the finishing on the hoop.
Yeah. I think he's sulking because, you know what I mean? A lot of the people that he came up with on the team is gone, so he doesn't know how to handle that yet. Body language and shit.
But what are you going to do? They're basically giving you the keys. You're the future.
Exactly.
You're going to be in line to get All-Star, to get MVP votes, to get all the big money, the contracts. Yeah. You're the man. You're the star.
Yeah.
It sucks, but that's the business.
Yeah, but I like to see that he's on the list of the invitees, you know what I mean? So at least he goes to training camp and get a run with those men. So that's a good look for him right there.
Very good look.
What else is going on around the league? Let's talk about the coaches that are just getting flinged away.
Let's talk about the first one, our boy that was on our team last year. Hopefully he got his first head coaching job. He was like, oh, yeah, it's a fellow black man. Mr. Griffith.
Yo, I'm going to tell you
that. I feel bad for the brother, yo. That's some shit.
I'm going to say Puff, I'm going to say this, and this is the only thing I'm saying on that topic. Everyone thinks they could be a GM, but you're not a GM. There's only one player GM.
Let me rewind a little bit, because I didn't explain that properly. So we're talking about Milwaukee Bucks decided to let go of their coach after they signed just this summer. So he's only coached about 40 games, half the season. The team is currently in second place.
Second.
What, they have 30-13?
30-13.
Yeah. So and they decided to fire the coach. So anyways, go on. There must be some run. We got to know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on there, but I know for the last couple of years, guys have been trying to be GMs, KD and all that. Now Giannis. Guys, listen.
So you really think it was Giannis?
There's only one player, a GM, and that's LeBron James. Yes, it's Giannis. Because Giannis, I heard that the three finalists for the coaching job was Nick Nurse, Adrian Griffin, and Atkinson from Golden State, the assistant coach from Golden State. Mm-hmm. Giannis said no to Nick Nurse and said no to Atkinson and chose Adrian Griffin. I don't know what he had with Nick Nurse. I would have chosen Nick Nurse.
Yeah, but
I
guess Nick Nurse is the one that locked him down.
And I think he has a grudge for that.
Oh, maybe.
So you chose this guy. You said, I want this man. And then you don't like how it's going. You know, I heard some stuff about the defense. They didn't like his aggressive style of defense because Lopez was too
I think I know what it was. I think I know what it was. I think Adrian Griffin, the coach, said, Giannis, your brother's trash. He needs to come off the bench. He needs to get some space. Give somebody else a chance. Your brother's garbage. He shouldn't be on the bench.
But I don't get it, man. This makes no sense. Like why would you hire the man and then fire him? Like, you picked him.
Adrian Griffin. I'm telling you, Vern. He told him the truth. His brother's trash. He's not an NBA player.
And two, right? But, we'll put him in the G League. Right? When they signed him, there was no Dame. So you had a better squad. I don't care what you say. You had a better squad because you had Jrue Holiday. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden you traded him, and all of a sudden the expectation now shot up to the roof.
Yeah.
And now you have all this pressure on this man.
Yeah.
Right? And then no one wants to listen to this man. Giannis, you're a vet. You are a leader. You have a chip on you. You're supposed to lead.
And look where Jrue ended up.
And look what Jrue's doing.
In Boston.
And look at Boston defense. Right?
And the thing is, it was the defense that tanked. Like, that's a move they shouldn't have made, yo. And it was Giannis telling, yo, Dame, you come play with us. You come play with us.
This is a wicked point guard.
And you decide to, your point guard that work, you got you a chip. Ship them out. But I don't know what happened when they fell apart against Miami.
Yeah.
In the playoffs.
Because Giannis got injured. Because once Giannis not there, they're trash.
Yeah. That's basically what it is.
It's basically what it is. Yeah, so now Giannis, now man, they're looking at you sideways now. And two, the big surprise in this, the Doc Rivers got hired, but Doc Rivers was Adrian Griffin's, what they call it, man, advisor, bro. So you know when you have an advisor to say, he's got coaching advisor, and he advised him, and now he's the one that's coaching.
That's interesting, yo. Maybe an advisor.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
That's interesting.
Yo, Doc Rivers, bro. Doc, I ain't got nothing against you, Doc. I don't know you. But your coaching record, resume is trash, yo.
Trash. It's well
in
trash.
Other than 2008 when you won the championship with Boston? It's well in trash.
No, his time in Boston was good overall. Because it went to
finals.
That's
what I said.
But his overall time in Boston was good. But
he went to two
everything
finals.
Else after that?
Trash.
Yeah.
How much 3-1 leads you blows with the Clippers? How much this he blows?
No, but the thing is, you got to look at it this way, too. When the Clippers are losing and losing and losing and losing with him as a head coach, and they're like, oh, it's a team.
It's
the same year they let him go and went with Ty Lue. They went to Western Conference Finals? They went further than they ever went in the whole.
Yeah. The same team.
And I think they still had injuries and all that stuff that year, too.
The same team. So I don't know, Milwaukee. I don't think this moves the needle. You know what I mean? You're better
we'll
this
see.
Year.
We'll see. There will be more pressure on Milwaukee. That's what it is.
But what is going on in Milwaukee? Yeah, I see that your GMs and your owners have an extensive, a very long pocketbook because you're paying three coaches.
Three coaches.
You're paying Bud, You're paying Griffin, and now you're paying Doc Rivers. I bet you say, yo, Doc Rivers ain't cheap. You're paying Bud $8 million. You're paying Adrian Griffin's $4 million, and Doc ain't coming cheap. Nah, so you're going to have $20 million in coaches' paycheck. Million,
I think they said Doc was signing for.
Right? So all of a sudden, now this year, you're paying $20 million towards coaches. Who's not even coaching?
Yeah.
Yo, I love the NBA. Guaranteed money, baby.
But again, that doesn't go towards the caps.
I know, but yo, bro, you get fired and you're still getting money, bro.
Yeah, like yo, you're fired. But that is bad on Adrian Griffin because now other teams are gonna look like, oh, you couldn't even.
No, it can't be bad on Jay because hey, listen, man, I had a 13-13
But that's true. His record is really good. That's his record.
Why you don't? You see the one game at sideline when he's talking to Giannis when he tried to check Giannis out of the game and Giannis was like, "I'm not coming out the game," like those kind of shit. Yeah, you're the leader, bro.
Yeah. That's what it do. Come on, man. I think that's what it was. Bro. They just weren't listening to the coach.
They weren't listening to him. Yeah.
Right? And the coach is probably trying to tell you guys, yo, you guys want to win? This is like, you guys got to move it to the next level.
Exactly. And the man has a championship, and that's like, yo, he was a lead assistant on that championship squad. Yeah. So what are you guys doing?
He knows. He has experience.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's madness.
Well, we'll see.
Hey, man, something is up in there. I don't know, but it's just weird. It's just weird. Really
so
weird.
What else you want to say? We're going to talk Lakers. Lakers are tanking.
Lakers. I don't talk about Lakers. After the in-season tournament,
we have to talk about the Lakers, especially for the man. I'm going to retire the name Street Clothes because
remember I told you
AD has been playing MVP, amazing.
Defensive player of the year.
But the thing is, it's sad to see the Lakers can't win when AD's playing wicked.
AD's finally
LeBron's playing wicked, and the whole of the cast. Come on, now.
And that's why if I'm LA, I'm coming to Toronto. I'm saying, yo, bro, I'm giving you a first round pick. Yo, guy, here, yo, give me Brown.
They need some winners. They need some winners around there. Brown is like a perfect.
If they get Brown, winners. I'll they come off the bench. Winners. Come on, man.
They need winners.
Because I hear they want to get Shooter as well. Hey, come with the pick.
Austin Rivers ain't doing ish. Like, he's not consistent. Who else on that team?
Hey, listen.
D'Angelo Russell. To Toronto, oh, my God. D'Angelo, jeez. Like, he'll get 30 points Lakers. One game five. Like,
yeah. Lakers.
And this Vanderbilt, Lakers. That man can't shoot. Can't,
give us a first one. Give Toronto a first round pick and Austin Reeves, and we'll give you Brown.
But are they in the playoff right now? Are they 9-10? They're not even playing.
They're in playing.
But the thing is, the lethal thing about the Lakers, if they get in the playoffs, it doesn't matter what's.
It's over. Yeah.
It doesn't matter what.
Because they showed it last year. Because remember, last year they were like, they're so salt, and they went on a run.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they were so salt last year, and they went on a run.
They won the season tournament. They wouldn't need to see the turn. Box of all teams, don't it?
But that shows you that they have it, but they just haven't. They can't put it together. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's Ham. Darvin Sometimes Ham. You got to start looking at Ham. You got to start looking at
To me, they have a lot of talent on that team. They have a lot of talent on that team.
They do.
They have a lot of talent. I don't understand.
They do. They do.
It's interesting.
They need to. Man, I don't know what it is with old man, yo. Rob Plinka, you just need to go over there and start making the deal, yo.
For real, though.
Go make that deal for Brown, bro. Raptors, we might have to give him up. If the right package come along, we might have to give you up.
It doesn't make a difference what the Raptors do. I just want to see them win. But let's talk about a few other teams. OKC, oh my God. I think they're the most exciting team in the league right now.
Yeah, you hear what Ant-Man said about Shai, that you can't even touch Shai? Yeah. Like, you can't even touch Shai? I'm like, Ant-Man, calm down, bro. Ant-Man
should
just
shut up, and he just said, I should have hit my free throws.
Free throws. You had three to go to overtime, I missed three
free throws. I missed every... No, come on.
Listen.
That's all he should have said. Don't say nothing again.
Yo, listen, OKC is a vet or two away from making a finals run this year. If OKC could get a solid vet on their team...
Boss. I think OKC could make that run right now.
Right now? Right. But they're going to need some experience. They're going to need that little leadership. Only where they need a 1-2, man.
No, honestly, if I look at the West.
Remember, playoffs, everything slows down, right? So
I know, but if I look at the West even right now, I'm only thinking Denver could handle them. Look at all the other teams in the West. All of them.
I don't know. If you get into a 7-game with the Lakers could probably take it out in a 7-game just because of LeBron.
I don't think so. Did you see the few games the OKC played against Lakers? They couldn't even keep up with them. They can't keep up with them.
You say the Clippers couldn't take them out?
I don't think so. Well, I think what would beat them is a big man like Jokic. That's why I say maybe, but I'll say maybe Minnesota, but Minnesota, their big man is not all that skilled. But Jokic being that big man.
But you got Cat, though.
Yeah, that's why I say Minnesota or Denver would have getting problems. Yeah. The rest of them, I think they'll run them.
Because but right now, boy, yo, man, I'm saying, yo, if Embiid wasn't playing the way he's playing, I'd say give that to Shea. I'll give that MVP to Shea. Oh, I don't Embiid, care what anyone says.
I like Embiid, but I don't like his game. I don't like his game. I don't like it. I don't like his drop down game. You weigh over 300 pounds. Tell me, breathe on your drop down. Get fucked. Come on.
That's what you mean, his drop down game. What's that? What's that?
His drop down game. That's the play, yo. I'll drop down. All he does is drop down on the ground and foul. Like, drop on the ground.
As soon as a man touching me, drop
on the ground. You see, but you know what I'm talking about.
I know you're talking about. I know you're talking about.
You're a big man. 7'2", probably 250 pounds plus. Somebody just bumped and drop on the ground.
270 at least, yeah. 270 at least.
Come on now.
It's crazy. Yo, man, I like the Young Bucks, boy. I like the Young Bucks. You know, but you see, remember, right? I told you how Orlando was going to slide.
Orlando did slide because they don't have no veteran presence. But that Banchero's a bad
Indiana,
man.
I feel Indiana is solid.
Indiana solid, Indiana's especially when because Tyrese Halliburton, it's a bad man.
Yo, him and Siakam. I hear Siakam is the number one like fast scorer in the fast break. So and what's his name is the best point guard in the fast break. So yo, that's gonna be dynamic.
It's gonna be dirty. I can't wait to see that happen.
Turner.
Yeah, Turner's Siakam, a nice active big man.
They didn't have to give up Mathurin. I wanted Mathurin. I wanted some of those.
That's
young
the one
men,
I wanted. Mathurin.
Mathurin.
Sure.
Yo, that's
they knew,
who I wanted.
They knew. Yeah. They're not giving up badass.
Yo, man, the East is going to be crazy. The East is going to be crazy come playoff time. But I do like the Young Bucks, though, man. I do like to see Minnesota up there in the West and OKC in the West because OKC has been through a lot. Minnesota's been through a lot. So just to see them at the top is just is a breath of fresh air. You know what I mean? So
okay, so two more questions. Who do you think is winning Rookie of the Year so far? We're basically halfway through.
Listen, Rookie of the Year, they're going to give it to Wemby.
Yeah, they're going
to
give
Although
it to
Wemby. Although Wemby's been playing a lot better. Wemby's teammates hasn't been passing to him. That's some of the craziest thing
Wemby's
ever.
Wemby's teammates are garbage, guys.
They don't even pass to the man. There's only one man on that team that I will allow is the guy Vessel. The guy with the locks.
Oh, okay.
He's
but that's Sohan point guards. He's weird, guy. I don't know why they even have like
Trey
doing.
Jones. Yeah.
Not Trey Jones, the guy with the color is here.
Oh, the color here. Oh, him.
So
the Rodman.
I can't remember his name. But I'm
he's a point guard?
He is playing point a lot of the times for them.
Oh, nah.
He's the one I see like coming off the screens and he can't find him and pass him in wide open passes.
What do you think about this, guys? Make this the last question, right? Because, you know, I heard it and I was like, yo, I started scratching my head. I was like, yo, that is true. How long has the Spurs been tanking? Like for the last 5-6 years, no?
Pretty much,
right? Because when we traded DeRozan,
teams weren't winning. They weren't as trash, but they weren't winning. From all
then you tank and you get Victor and you still suck. Yeah. You're on the same par as Detroit, and they're trying not to be good. they're trying to be good, and they suck
because they had assets like DeJounte Murray,
right?
They had him.
But here's a question now. At what point do you look at Pop and says, yo, buddy, it's time for you to go?
I think they're waiting for Pop to retire.
Any other coach, Cap?
I thought Pop would retire. They'd have fired him.
Any other coach would have been gone.
Yeah. It's just that he has the tenure. He has all the champions. They're not getting rid of him because they don't want to go through all that. I think they're literally waiting for him to retire. They're waiting for him to retire.
I don't think he is because is it the fact that that he can't relate to the new man then because, yo, come on, man. At some point, the Spurs must do better than like 11th, 12th, bro. Yeah, Victor. Victor should at least have you in the top 10.
Maybe they're waiting for a few more number one picks to go alongside Victor. I don't know.
I'm just thinking, they're trash. If that was it, imagine, guy. Adrian Griffin is getting fired for a 30-13 record. And Pop's there, like, just chilling, yo. Like, yeah. Don't worry. I got 5 championships, yo. I haven't gotten to the playoffs in, like, last 5-6 years, but I'm good.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, whatever. You hear the comedy you meant about them? They're neophytes. Mm. They're newbies. These guys are young men. They have a t-shirt. He taught them somebody like when he was coaching the championship years, he didn't have to teach them about ball and man and certain things that they should have learned in college. But now these guys are young. They're missing college, so they're not learning the fundamentals. So
now
a lot of the stuff I'm teaching in practice is fundamentals, which is interesting at that level.
But a lot of like, these guys are one and done, right?
Yeah, but I'll be like,
one and done.
Run some G League before you come up if you don't know them things. You're stuck in the G League. I know it's a money thing, but it's like, it's weird.
Yeah. But man, like all these teams right now that have been tanking, yo, you guys gotta fix up, yo. Detroit guy, how the hell you lose them many games in a row, bro? You gotta fix up, bro.
But they beat Toronto.
I know. It's sudden. But do you see the difference though? Toronto traded Pascal and we won the next game. And we traded OG and lost. Because the night we traded OG, we lost to the Pistons.
Oh, yes.
And then when we traded Siakam, we blew out the Heat. Like, what did this man do?
I don't understand. But the Heat were playing like trash that game, though. I think that's why they traded Lowry. Lowry,
doesn't matter. Oh,
I feel bad for Lowry. Lowry's just sitting at home. That's an amazing trade. Terry Rozier for Lowry?
And a soft first round pick? Come on, man.
That's a no-brainer.
That's a no-brainer. But I don't think that moves the needle for them. But yeah, man.
No, but at least they have some. But Lowry is like 18 years. He's slow. As a point guard in the NBA, he's way too slow.
If I was Lowry, I'll just get bought up, come sign with Toronto, and then retire after the year done.
I'm telling you, I would have done that too. Because, come on, you're keeping up with these young cats?
Man. You go mentor these young men there, and then once the season done, you retire. Yeah, you go get two minutes in there.
No, but I think Charlotte's actually trading him as a trade piece. They're saying he's just going to be a home. He's not even going to Charlotte.
Yo, guy, LA, yo, pick him up, yo. LA, yo, take a Lowry, yo.
You talking about Clippers?
Lakers, somebody.
He's not a Lakers. No. Like, he's not. Yeah, did you see what the percentage is last few games? He's shooting 5%.
Yeah, nah, he's not good. He's not
from
good.
3 points. Nah, he's not. I don't know, Lowry. Maybe like, yo, this is.
I think he's done after this year. He ain't coming back.
Oh, man.
He's done after this
Nobody's signing him for that money. You know how much money he's making this year?
Nah. God. Yeah, yeah. Because remember, he signed that nice little contract when he left Toronto. So he's good. He knew that it was the last contract. So he had to take that big 80 mil. Yep. I think he's in the last couple of years of it or last year of it or something like that.
I think it's an expiring contract.
Yeah, he's in the last year of it. So, yeah. That's why they moved him.
Man, there's a lot more we need to talk about. Embiid got 70
points. A lot
points
more.
Playing his drop down game. Cat got 62 and lost.
62 and he got benched because the coach said he's playing selfish basketball.
Oh, he got benched in that same game when he was at 62?
Same game. When he got 62, they benched for the rest of the fourth quarter, something like that. He only played because he only scored 4 points in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
And the team lost by 3. Right. And the coach was like, oh, a lot of selfish play, a lot of this, a lot of that. I'm like, yeah, even all that. But if Ant had hit the 3 free throws, you guys would win the overtime and you guys would have that. It'd be a different story. You know, who else? Because he had 62. Our next man had like 50 or 40. It was crazy.
Yo. Anyways, crazy. That's interesting. We'll see what's going to happen. Yeah.
What else? Boston is playing good.
Boston's basically the best team in basketball right now. Boston.
Best team in basketball.
I would say Boston and OKC.
I can't. Yeah.
Right now.
But like
Boston's been the best team all year. OKC's been like.
You're giving.
Growing,
if
but now
giving out
like
MVP and the criteria that they gave from years past, Tatum is winning that. Mm. Best player on the best team with the best record.
He's a bad man,
right? Tatum's on a different level.
He's
right
a
now.
Bad man,
and that's why I say Tatum and Shea, bro, like crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
Anyways,
who you got for six man? Who you think gonna win six man? I have no clue
because they keep on moving no man on and off bench.
Right, no, coach of the year. We can't even choose our coach of the year anymore because I think you had Griffin as your coach of the year.
Did I?
Well, or I said Griffin. I got to go check back. But one of us said Griffin, and he got
it. I said the coach of Indiana, whoever he is.
What's his name?
I don't know who I picked.
Carlisle.
I can't remember.
Rick Carlisle. Yeah, man. But, man, enough going to the NBA, but we only focus on the crazy news, bro. Like, how you fire, man, with a 30-13 record? How do you justify that? What do you tell yourself? When you can fire him.
They better do better. Like, in the next few games, they better win a few games straight.
But no, I'll end it on this. How are you going to do better when you have 41 games to learn a new fucking system? Sorry for cursing.
Good point.
Under a new coach.
Good point. Very good point. How you don't have much practices.
Exactly. At this point, you have no practice time, rarely.
Yeah. It's interesting.
So how am I going to learn your system?
Honestly, that's foolishness. But there had to be something that happened behind the scenes. That's the thing.
There had to be something.
They're not
saying. Yeah, they're saying he lost the locker room. Okay, whatever, man. It is what it is, bro.
Yeah, he's probably on them too much. They want to be soft.
Listen, Giannis, right? This is not like LeBron in Cleveland when he got that coach David Black fired, right? LeBron came back to the team and that guy was there. Giannis, you sat down. You took notes. I hear that you took notes in these meetings and you chose Griffin. So if you chose the coach, wouldn't you do everything in your power to get the locker room bought in to do everything? Because you are the leader. Yeah. You are an extension of the team.
Yep.
Right? You do not get absorbed of blame. Okay.
True. Yeah, but they're never going to say, oh, he had it. He even said, it was a surprise. It was a surprise. Yeah.
Nah, because remember he came back in the year when they're I remember like 5-10 games in the season, Bobby Portis is calling people out saying, oh, this, that, and that. Then Giannis is like, we all need to play better. We all need to do better. We're like, yo, bro, it's a new man in there, right? And this is why I know some of these men are not built for this. You want all the power. You want the power to be like LeBron and pick and choose who you get on your squad, but you don't have the power, bro. You don't have the IQ. I don't know what it is, but you just can't do it.
Can't do it. Not everybody's LeBron.
I don't want to sound repetitive, but you can't do it. Just done. Just give it up.
All right. Until next time. Vern. I'm telling Vern to give it up.
Yeah.
Give it up.
You're getting so passionate, yo. You come dashing the Raptors, man.
All right. Until next time.
Yo. Puff and Vern. Don't forget to do what it do.
Back once again.
Subscribe. Like. Subscribe to the channels. Let's do it.
Once again. Puff.
And Vern.
And Vern.
Cool out. Till next time. Peace.
Peace.